VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A Pakistan-arranged meeting between American and Taliban officials will be held Monday in the United Arab Emirates. It will push for a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Zalmay Khalilzad is the U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation. He will lead the U.S. team at the talks in Abu Dhabi, the capital of the Gulf state. A senior Pakistani official privy to the development confirmed the information to VOA on Sunday. The official said Pakistan has facilitated the dialogue after President Trump wrote to Prime Minister Imran Khan earlier this month seeking his cooperation in bringing the Taliban to the table for peace negotiations. Turkey's foreign minister says President Trump has told the Turkish president that the U.S. is working on extraditing Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. He is accused of orchestrating a failed coup in 2016. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu on Sunday, as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
Gulen has often denied involvement in the failed coup. He's 77 years old. This is VOA News. Yellow vest protesters occupied dozens of traffic roundabouts in France on Sunday, even as their economic reform movement appears to be losing momentum on this, the fifth straight weekend of demonstrations. Some protesters remain Sunday, despite a call by the Interior Minister to free the streets. Eight people have died in incidents tied to the Yellow Vest movement, mostly from traffic accidents linked to roads blocked by protesters. The UN representative for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, is calling for the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi militia group to respect the ceasefire that was agreed to Thursday after a week of negotiations outside the Swedish capital, Stockholm. A Houthi spokesman in Sana'a, however, says the ceasefire was not due to officially go into effect until Tuesday. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Pro-Houthi al-Masira TV showed what it claimed was video of its fighters repulsing an attack on one of the group's positions near the Red Sea port of Hodeidah. Scattered shelling and airstrikes have been reported around the city since a ceasefire was agreed to by both parties Thursday at UN-sponsored negotiations in Sweden. Well, Houthi spokesman Mohammed al-Bakhiti told Arab media Sunday the Saudi-led coalition and its allies continued to bomb Hodeidah with field artillery and from the air, and claims they have stepped up their attacks since Thursday.
Several thousand protesters marched peacefully through Budapest on Sunday. For a fourth day, they're opposing laws introduced by the Hungarian government that critics say will restrict workers' rights. The protesters chanted anti-government slogans and braved sub-zero temperatures while they gathered in front of Parliament, where speakers denounced changes to the labor code that lawmakers approved Wednesday. The demonstrations have attracted participants from across Hungary's spectrum. President Trump says he will review the case of a decorated Special Forces veteran accused of murder in the 2010 killing of a suspected Taliban bomb maker in Afghanistan. Trump said he would review the case, quote, at the request of many. Matthew Goldstein is a former U.S. Army Green Beret. On Twitter, Trump called him a U.S. military hero and noted he could, quote, face the death penalty from our own government after he admitted to killing a terrorist bomb maker while overseas. That suspected Taliban bomb maker was accused of being responsible for the deaths of two U.S. Marines. Goldstein has maintained he did not violate military rules of engagement in the shooting death of the bomb maker. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.